Property Management, New York. And I will ask Madam Clerk if you will call the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon, Director Meeks, Director Bilodeau,
Yes.
Director Whitaker,
Here.
Director Yeo,
Here.
Director Amezcua,
Present.
Director Nguyen, Director Tran,
Here.
Director Wigand,
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
We have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Mr. Dozier, are there any items received too late to be agenda?
Chair Bilodeau, there are none.
Fantastic. Is there any visitor participation at this time? I have none in the room. And are there any participants online that would like to say anything to us? Raise your hand or unmute. Hearing none, we shall move on to the consent calendar, which is items one and two. And item one is the meeting minutes. Number two is a amendment to an access permit for WRD, which is a minor issue. Would anybody like to make a motion regarding the consent calendar?
I move the consent calendar.
Second.
Approval.
Okay, we have a motion for Director Yeo, second for Director Whitaker. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll, please.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Great. That brings us to item number three, which is a license agreement west of Highway 71, Brado Basin. Mr. Dozier.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to ask our property manager, Daniel Park, to give this a brief presentation or discussion
Yeah.
on this item.
Thank you, Bruce. Good afternoon, members of the committee.
Speak up, please.
In June 1985, the board authorized permits for access across the district's west of Highway 71 property to address the needs of adjacent landowners with landlocked properties. This ensured control access through the Highway 71 gate, also recognized district ownership and prevented future claims over access rights. Permittees at the time were required to identify the district, maintain gate security. They're also required to report trespassing incidents and also assist in controlling the access. Subsequently, in 2012, a new license agreement was granted to Mr. Andre Bello and his staff. This allowed them to access their adjacent landlocked properties. This license agreement was renewed in 2017 and expired in June of 2022. Recently, Mr. Bello has requested a new 5-year license agreement to gain access to his parcel. Additionally, Mr. Scott Donnelly, president of Ars Helicopters, has newly acquired neighboring properties since the use of district roads for reaching his landlocked parcels. Access is requested for himself and two members of his staff. Staff has emphasized to Mr. Donnelly that heavy equipment use is prohibited on the road. At this time, district staff recommends issuing a 5-year license agreement to Mr. Bello and Mr. Donnelly with the proposed license fee of $1,148. As all agreements exceeding 6 months require board approval, staff is bringing these license agreements to the committee for consideration and approval. My report.
Fantastic. Are there any questions?
Just a quick
Mr. Clark.
question,
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There seems to be like a road. Where does that take the the green one is
District.
districts, right? Okay. Oh, so it's not connected. Sorry. Yeah, I was thinking that there is another
Well, there's a
way.
gate up here somewhere, and then the bellows come down here. I think the cow grazing's actually they come down. Yeah, it's off this diagram, but they're have a way to connect over because I believe the cow grazing is over off of our property. The district property is just bounded by the red line. And I think the helicopter property is up somewhere
Yeah,
in this
they're
area.
further east.
Yeah.
So where is that southern, the road coming from the south side? Where is that coming from?
This one here?
Yeah, because we're talking about landlocked, right?
Yes.
So
It's
not coming up from Yorba Linda or
no, not here.
The granite, closer to the granite site.
It may be, but it may also stop at Chino Hills State Park. I don't have a definitive answer. I'd have to pull it up a little wider there. But In the past, the district's granted license agreements. The most recent, the board had authorized executing with the Petersons, who have property up here somewhere.
Thank you.
What was the monster drink operation going on?
That was up in this area somewhere up here.
You know, that was really rude of them to have that and not invite any of us.
So we made them tear it down. Well, remind the committee about the monster issue. There was one of the landowners up in this area, up somewhere in this area here, had started bringing grading trucks to grade that land for, I think it was off-road vehicles, off-road vehicle track, if I recall.
Motocross,
off-road vehicle.
Motocross.
And we just found out, that they were just driving grading vehicles up our little maintenance road, and that's just not designed for that, and nor were they authorized to do that. So, yeah,
vehicles are allowed to be on our road? Any particular size or limit?
I don't think we've restricted the size.
Not the size of the vehicles.
Construction vehicles aren't allowed. I mean,
correct.
In general,
heavy equipment is
they,
what
they're restoring parts up there. So, how will they be delivering the parts?
I was told by us. Pickup trucks is what I was told. Mr. Donnelly is on the line. He can probably answer for that.
Hello, Mr. Donnelly.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. We have a question.
Mr. Donnelly? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, pertaining to the vehicles that you'll be using to transport your parts.
Yes. As I told Mr. Parks, it will be pickup trucks. Primarily that go up and down the road and not very often. We store a bunch of surplus aircraft parts and equipment that we have up there to help our operation. And the reason we bought the property too is to get out of the floodplain, because we've been flooded out of the Corona Airport several times. So we didn't want to have all of our stuff here at the airport and then have an emergency flood situation and then have to get everything out like we've done in the past. So we store a bunch of stuff up there. We have a Connex container up there that we put a bunch of parts in, and then we have an old metal building up there, and we just access that from time to time to either retrieve things or put things up there.
But how many, you lay the parts out, how many, what size of acreage or square feet do you think you takes up your storage of the parts, a size of how large of a pad you use?
Or is it just
in a container?
It's all in the container and then in the building that we have up there, which is a 60 by 60 metal building.
Okay. Do you intend to bring any more containers up?
No, not at this time, no.
Okay. Not in the lease.
None in the license agreement.
But license agreement, right. I have no problem with the use. I just wanted to kind of, I mean, it seems,
yeah.
I was just curious to go way up there to store parts. Just seemed to be a lot of big trip for a little, for parts that's all. Right?
Well, we have a lot of parts. So, and a lot of support.
Wish you all the success. So that's great. Thank you for answering the question. Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the committee? Yeah, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Is there a second?
A second.
When you have a motion by Director Bilodeau, a second by Director Yeo. Could we please take the roll?
Roll call, Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Mestwa?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Great. All right. Well, our next step this item will be on the consent agenda of our next board meeting. And typically that just goes through without too much problem per se. I don't see anything here that would be that. And so then you'll be approved and our staff will get a hold of you. Thank you.
Chair Sheldon, July 17th.
That would be the July 17th meeting.
Okay.
Does that meet your schedule?
Yes.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, landing the helicopter. Are you still on?
Yes.
Are you permitted to land helicopters on your properties?
Yes.
Okay, it's good to know. Sometimes we have fire issues and we have water. We you know, who knows? But that's at least good to know.
Very good to know.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, doctor.
Now we know. All right, okay, let's move on to our next.
It's informational.
Yeah. The next item is information.
Yes.
Okay. Could you provide us that information, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
The next item is just a monthly update on the status of the Imperial Highway property. I really don't have an update other than I'm still working with Adam Streeter to finalize the engineering report. I received another draft this week. I want to review it with Chris Olson from engineering and, well, executive director of engineering now, but I want to review it with him before I bring it to the committee, and likely next month I will, and looking for further direction with that property. That concludes my informational
report. Any questions on the informational report? Anyone? Move on in the agenda. For the next item, I believe that's director's report. That's director's report. Thank you, President Green. So we'll agendize this item, the first item that we heard, to the July 17th
correct
board meeting on the consent.
Correct.
Yes. Great. And then are there any directors' comments, reports? And general manager report?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.